and by accepting to proceed with our feet alone, our own philosophical message will just get lighter and lighter. And we can cry over being unable to realize our ego within a social group, and yet we are free to investigate our own existence. And so proud we can be to commit ourselves to something that does not elevate others but only regulate them. And if we are to remove all worldly expectations, we ought to have at least a spiritual one. As if after a war the safest seems to be to lie within already exploded craters. And we are all doomed to disappear, and yet we can keep on living with the hope that the fragile human message will keep on existing. And in great time transformations, we can keep the ground within us while keep on changing the ground around us. And then in civilization, maturing a full consciousness will in the end commit suicide. And the two-functional social system abolishes the genius that is so needed to overcome black circuits. And the more we reject craftsmanship, the less humans we become. And we assume that the weight we have carried will carry us, but perhaps only as dead crucified men. And we may criticize certain individual outcomes, even though they can be attempt to provide a full palette. And every time we manage to publish something, we'll be accused of siding with the power, even though we criticize it. And our energy is suddenly regained when we regain a higher aim. And we should only be preoccupied to fulfill our daily accomplishment in relation to our life accomplishment. And no matter how huge space is, it means nothing without a soul. And if we act irrationally, it doesn't mean we don't have a higher rational plan. And it is when our communication with the universe is most crystal that we mostly vibrate with supernatural powers. And the very fact that we hold on to a truth makes it ferment, makes us go drunk with it. And without even investing on it, a deprecated luxury will anyway come to us as to fulfill our necessities. And we ought to fight any form of hegemony, even the most philanthropic ones, as they can easily turn into evil. And history shows us how especially the most civilized society are keener to most barbaric acts. And there ought to be a balance between intuition and guidance, and the technological society shifting completely to the latter. And the most beautiful is what has experienced a series of traumas without altering its aim. And with the total chaos generated by the rational man, we can only hope that now the irrational man doesn't hinder the natural readjustments. and by hindering the natural routine of what is good, we facilitate the evil routine in our soul. And only by exposing ourselves to the solar universe, we achieve an encompassing cosmic goodness. And even our spiritual doings can only interest those who can use them for their power purposes. And ultimately, to be spontaneous, we ought to create the most stiff container in order to do so. And our communication flips right when it cannot find any channels where to be seriously considered. And it is when conformism is obliged to renew itself that we can hit its obstinance. And just a single drop of a suffered value can contaminate a whole ocean. And if we have taken part of a march, we have the right to speak even more so if we undertook it alone. And our inner self ought to be so strong that we don't have to fear any authorities, but rather they have to fear us. And by far, honesty is not possible when we ought to receive the approval of the most. And the true cause of our whining is that we cannot make the most out of the natural potential that is given to us. It is going too far and being unable to get back that is literally our defeat. And we might in the end have to resort to the very politics we have escaped in our autonomous effort. And our ideal place is the sum of the places we have experienced at their best. And there is no possible testimonials of our struggle but through our present right before its death. And we ought to limit ourselves in the unlimited while unlimiting the limited. And having found the time to cultivate our intellectual autonomy, we ought to necessarily find the space where to implement it. And the human cattle in its fenced up ranches have nothing to worry but to be overfed. And the only way to make meaning in a highly regulated environment is to be illegal. And by making our time relevant, it is space to become relative. And a great effort breaking with conventions will create a new convention, at least all around it. And humans have the capacity of creating a new idol to represent them in every new phenomena they experience. And unless we go for a dominating fashion, we won't be accepted and can only hope to be like a new fashion in order to smuggle our humanity. And simply by upholding our virtue, we come to confront evil forces we never directly challenged. And the most dangerous are the ones profiting from pointing their fingers at the less dangerous. And slowly we shape in the manner that the machine can better take care of our nature. and every situation we end up into can be seen as an opportunity to look after an aspect that requires our attention. And to be beautiful, our life ought to be like music. Rhythms can be repeated, and in between rhythms we can vary. And our weakness makes us extend ourselves outward, and when we should at least equally extend it inward. And we ought to be aware that what they may say against us is just what is simply now in fashion. And being able to supervise our life without external supervision is most precarious, yes, yet most light-hearted. And our fanatism for something necessarily turn a blind eye for several aspects of this something. And rather than being self-critical, we shall remove the self and immerse in a total critique of the social. And we shouldn't be so much worried that our image don't get uplifted, but mostly that our soul don't get dragged down. And in the precarious exchange of our poetic affinities, we are always able to deliver a piece of meaningful insight.